GOP tries to protect whistleblowers for Mayorkas impeachment. By Neil Munro on July 12, 2023. Government employees want whistleblower legal protections before testifying against the nation's pro-migration border chief. Representative Mark Green, RTN, told the Daily Caller. Ideally, they would become whistleblowers, get protection and, then, testify against Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, said Green, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. Green and other Republican leaders hope the still anonymous witnesses will help impeach the Cuban-born border chief prior to the 2024 election, even though the Democratic-led Senate will reject the impeachment bid. The impeachment would help showcase the huge damage that Mayorkas is doing to ordinary Americans. Green explained the witnesses' caution about testifying. They have reluctance to testify because of what's happened at the DOJ, Department of Justice, with the guys who came clean there and then got bullied by the Biden-appointed leadership. So they're obviously very concerned. I mean, this administration has no concept of law and order, and so these people are very concerned. We just have to figure out a way to make sure we can guarantee the protection, because some of these people, they have their retirements on the line. Green is completing a report that describes Mayorkas' lawbreaking, he said. The list of everything that we've learned so far in Phase 1, the dereliction of duty phase, will be published here very shortly. In fact, I'm proofing the final document, which is like 111 pages, but laws that have been violated. In some cases, we believe that Mayorkas has broken the law himself. Mayorkas is using his legal skills and his courtroom, business, political, and media allies to build a new migration system that imports far more people than Congress set in 1990, or that the public prefers. His migration system is intended to provide investors with many millions of quasi-legal workers, consumers, and renters, and to provide Democrats with millions of government-dependent clients and voters. This vast population shift into American society is in addition to the legal immigration and visa worker system set by Congress in 1990. Mayorkas' policy would accelerate the post-1990 shift of wealth and power away from middle-class, law-abiding Americans toward the establishment elite. But the donor-funded GOP leadership has shown little ability, or much determination, in actually stopping this real-world transfer, regardless of how many GOP members hold press conferences to complain about illegal migration. So the GOP leaders zigzag between their voters' deep opposition to migration and their donors' eagerness for more migrants. For example, in late 2022, the GOP endorsed a DHS spending bill for 2023 that does little or nothing to combat Mayorkas's various catch-and-release programs that are approving the entry of roughly 1 million illegal economic migrants this year. Currently, GOP officials have allowed an amendment to the 2024 spending bill that would let rural employers and coastal investors import an unlimited inflow of low-wage temporary workers for rural jobs needed by Americans and their families. The resulting cheap labor inflow would impoverish Americans' rural towns and force more rural Americans to flee to the cities for decent wages. On July 10, Breitbart News described the pending DHS Appropriations Act for 2024. The $91.5 billion funding measure would loosen H-2A visa rules so that more industries related to the agricultural sector could import foreign workers, and rewrites the program so that jobs do not have to be seasonal or temporary. The H-2A visa program, as currently implemented, allows U.S. farms to annually outsource an unlimited number of American agricultural jobs to foreign workers, who can extend their stay for up to 3 years. Jeremy Beck of Numbers USA called the H-2A visa program a medieval system that relies on cheap backbreaking labor while other countries are mechanizing and workers are being paid high wages to man machines. This is a way to push off mechanization indefinitely when you have relatively compliant, affordable labor, he said. The people who broker these visa programs advertise it as it will save you money. Who represents the working class? Beck added. This bill suggests it's not necessarily Republicans. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot, and his policies have helped kill thousands of migrants, impoverish many Americans, and slow U.S. tech innovation. He has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. But Mayorkas' demands imply equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens, and he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States. In February 2023, Mayorkas said Congress laws are less important than his pro-migration priorities. "Our goal is to achieve operational control of the border with policies that really advance the security of the border and do not come at the cost of the values of our country," he said. Mayorkas claimed on April 27 that his policy offers carrots and sticks to migrants. "We are building lawful pathways for people to come to the United States without resorting to the smugglers. At the same time, we are imposing consequences on those who do not use those pathways and instead irregularly migrate to our southern border." But that humanitarian pitch is tied to a promise of cheap labor for business investors. On December 13, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters, "Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years." Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. "The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country," Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.